Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, who better to join us for the big story on a Falcons Friday than one of the members of the Falcons radio broadcast team right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game? Dave Archer joins the show on Friday afternoon. How are you, Dave?
Andy, good to be with you and Mike. I see where you guys are peddling your services out to have some, you guys go to somebody else's golf course, drink their beer, and play on their dime while they enjoy your company, which is always cool.
No, that was the old Mike Bell Invitational. We're inviting the listener, and we're paying for the golf. We're paying for the golf at Wolf Creek, okay? This is a completely different deal, okay? Entercom has rules. We live by rules.
What am I in for tomorrow, by the way, Dave? I know you've played golf with Mike a couple times, a handful of times. What am I in for tomorrow as a golf partner?
Well, you need to brush up on all the guys that play golf because we play this little game where you have to come up with the whitest of white men that play golf, and you got to figure that out. But you got to gradually get to it. So it starts with the fringe guys, and you ultimately end up with Chasen Hadley or something like that at the end. But so if you're holding that card at the end, then you win all the money.
All right, that sounds great. Hopefully there'll be some money involved.
Well, Arch also threw me out of a golf cart once in Destin. I'm considering legal action. I've got a few guys. There's a statute of limitations that's about to expire on this. Hey, man, Arch, speaking of falling out of a golf cart, we'll try to make the segue here. What about Geno Atkins? Because he could push a couple golf carts around with five or six guys in them. Can we neutralize this guy at the line of scrimmage? How worried are you about him?
Yeah, I'm extremely worried about him, Mike. I think that this defensive front in particular, if you want to look at their defensive line, if their defense, their defensive line is probably the calling card for him, and namely Geno Atkins. He does an outstanding job in the interior. He's a guy that gets off the ball extremely quick. So it'll to neutralize the defensive front, you've got to do a couple of things. One is you've got to vary the play calls. So you're not just running the football, you're play-actioning, you're throwing on first down, you're throwing drop back, you're mixing that up because you got to show him different looks and different blocking schemes. And then Matt Ryan's going to have to be good with the snap count. You got to change the count up. When you got guys like Michael Johnson and Dunlop and Atkins coming off the ball, you mix in a Carl Lawson and a Jordan Willis, they've got some pretty good pass rushers, so you got to change the snap count up, vary your count, change that cadence up so they can't get a jump on the count. So those are just a couple things you can do against a good defensive front. Ultimately, you got to get them blocked, and you got to make some plays against them.
Yeah, we've been talking about that front that the Bengals are bringing to town quite a bit as one of the things to look for on Sunday. What are some of the other things that the Bengals do well that the Falcons are going to have to account for?
Well, they're a lot like we are on offense. They're going to show a lot of variation in personnel groupings, formations, some window dressing on first and second down, maybe a little bit less on third down, but a little bit more. But you're going to see a lot of different groups on the field. They're very talented on the offensive side of the ball. So I think it's going to be very important for us to identify. That was something that Atlanta did a poor job of a week ago, was identifying the groups that were on the field and getting lined up properly so you can defend them. And then obviously you've got to tackle once they throw the ball to people. But I think that's the thing that kind of jumps out at me is Bill Lazor does a really good job with their group up front, their offensive group in varying what you see, and so you got to adjust to a lot of stuff. And obviously, with Atlanta playing some guys that maybe don't have as much play time under their belt as others that are laying on the rack that are injured, that might create some problems for Atlanta on the defensive side of the ball.
The big story today, guys, is we're gearing up for the Bengals, man, week four, and it's brought to you by Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale. Guests at the show receive one can of Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale from Oconee Brewing. Congratulations, Arch. Hey, man, what about the big picture with the offense? We know that we can get the job done. We know we can score a lot of points. On the flip side, Dan Quinn talked about tackling and said we're going to correct these things. These are things that can be figured out. With the lack of contact, the lack of real practice that you used to see, Arch, when you played in the NFL, how do you get better at tackling?
Well, I think this is a little bit more of the concept of tackling, Mike, than it is the physical part of getting guys on the ground. And the part that they're working on can be fixed. Hear them talk about compression tackling or leverage tackling. That means if you've got guys on inside and outside of a ball carrier, and you close and put him on the ground. I don't think you have to physically go through that. You talk about you can physically go through the part of leveraging the ball carrier. Obviously, you're not going to tackle your own people in practice. So all that being said, you just maintain your area where you're coming from. And I think a typical example, an example from a week ago, would have been the Breeze play, where Breeze gets out of the pocket to his left, and Rocky Alford is outside. I'm Brian Poole. I'm coming from inside out. I've got to come with some degree of control, chop my feet, break down, and then you've got a guy outside and inside. You put the ball carrier on the ground. In this case, Poole overran the play, you know, kind of, if you will, squeezed the trigger and kind of came in out of control, went across the body and knocked Alford off the tackle. So can't do those kind of things. Got to be in control, understand where your leverage is. If you're a tackler coming from inside out, use that under defender and get ball carriers on the ground. Those are things they can practice, and I think they'll be better at it this week.
Well, it's a team that's been good at tackling, especially in the secondary, I think, the last couple of years. It was really unusual to see them look that way on Sunday. Is it just a weird, fluky day, or is there anything else that you can point to that might have led to them missing so many tackles against the Saints?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of those things. Andy, I don't think there's anything in particular you can put your finger on. I think that guys have to concentrate on the technique. Sometimes you get a little bit caught up in what you're doing from a scheme standpoint. You forget about your bargain basement techniques, the things that they were taught at the beginning to get you there. And so, but this defense is built on playing off, play a little bit softer than most defenses do, and then with their speed and athleticism, get to ball carriers and put them on the ground. All that played out last week. The part they forgot and they left in the locker room was the last part, was get ball carriers on the ground. So you're going to see a similar defense again this week, and you're going to see a similar attack. Andy Dalton's going to try to get the ball out to Giovanni Bernard and some of these guys underneath and see if Atlanta can tackle them. And they'll have to come up and prove that they're a much better tackling team this week than they were a week ago.
It's a Dave Archer with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. He and Wes Drew. Come on, Andy. Wes Drew Ham. Thank you. We'll have the call coming up on Sunday live from Mercedes-Benz. Arch, the battle with Drake Kirkpatrick and Julio, two Crimson Tide guys going at it. What's that going to look like? Obviously, he's going to get help, and he's going to get bracketed, right?
Well, no, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, it just depends on what Cincinnati wants to do. The tape that I watched, Mike, was really interesting because when they played Carolina, they changed their personality a little bit and played a little bit more zone coverage because they were afraid of Cam Newton running with the ball.
Right.
Well, their scheme didn't really work very well because McCaffrey ripped up 180 yards on them. So they'll get back to being a little bit more aggressive, playing a little bit more man coverage, and some of that means they might travel a little bit. I don't know if Drake or Patrick's going to draw Julio Jones or not. I mean, it's going to be a long day for him if he does. And if they try to double Julio, we've seen what can happen to defenses if you pay too much attention to one particular player, a la the breakout game last week or Calvin Ridley. So I think they'll be reluctant to potentially play man coverage where they try to bracket Julio unless it fits in the formation. If Sark lines him up outside and puts him on one side where you can do that to him, then you'll do that. But I think you'll see him move some. I think there'll be a variation of formations, variation of personnel groupings, where it'll be very tough to try to lock Julio down with two players.
You'd have to feel like Sark is a kid in a candy store right now with as well as Ridley has played and the weapons that he's got on offense. How are teams going to try to slow these guys down? Because what we saw last week, it doesn't look like it's going to be very effective to try to take away all of what the Falcons have in terms of their receivers.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The fly in the ointment, so to speak, will be, can you rush the passer? Can you protect Ryan enough to where he can get the ball out? And this is a good pass rush defense. So, like, it goes back to what we talked about in the beginning. Dunlop and Atkins and Johnson and all the guys they have, Lawson, the guys that come off the ball, you have to do a good job on first and second down. Keep yourself in a desk work type situation on third down where you can run it and throw it. So it'll have to be a good play call day. It'll be a good play, good day for Ryan to get the ball out quickly on first and second down to keep yourself in good manageable third down situations. So you're going to have to play well to put him in position. But if you do put him in position, Andy, I agree with you. You have a chance to really touch him, hurt him.
It is Dave Archer with us. Dave, you got NC State, Virginia. What's your game this week?
Yeah, NC State, Virginia, good one. Virginia travels over to take on the Wolfpack here in Raleigh. That's where I am now. And obviously, North Carolina State lost the game because of the Hurricane Florence, so they're 3-0, and Virginia comes in 3-1. So two teams that feel pretty good about themselves. Two really good quarterbacks. Bryce Perkins, the transfer from Arizona State, played some JC ball, comes in, a guy that can run around and make some plays for Bronco Mendenhall. And, of course, Ryan Finley, arguably the best quarterback in the conference, that can fling it all over the yard. He's got a great receiver course. Should be a lot of fun.
No Devontae Freeman again this weekend. That's 3 weeks in a row. Are you starting to worry that this might be a kind of a long-term thing, or are we just going to remain hopeful and hope that it's just week to week?
No, I think you'll see Free next week. I was a little surprised that they declared him out this week. I think he's close. He's very close. Got a chance to visit with him a little bit. I think he's very close to coming off. I think they know that they've got a pretty good Indy and Ito Smith, so why rush Devontae back? If you've got two good solid backs that can run the football, you can get Devontae back healthy, and the next thing you know, now you got three really good backs that are ready to roll. So no reason to rush Devontae back if the knee is still lingering a little bit for him. I expect to see him next week.
And Arch, real quick, just as a follow-up, I know I asked you this at Flowery Branch on Wednesday. When you saw the plays kind of being pushed by the pursuit of the Saints, and you saw Tevin Coleman kind of going east-west, could Freeze style of running kind of maybe get you going north-south in that situation?
Well, that's Tevin's strength, is north-south. He's a guy that puts his foot in the ground and drives up the field. So he's the better of the north-south guys. I mean, Devontae's a little bit more of a dancer, but right. Devontae's ability to find the cutback might have helped you some. But that's what Ito Smith does too. But Devontae's got some experience. Obviously, you love that experience on the field. His ability to cut back against an overflowing defense, that might be what he does better than Tevin does. But Tev's a good north-south runner. We just didn't provide any lanes for him.
Hey, Arch, thanks so much, man. We'll be tuned in on Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.